G'day Super Coaches, Cowboy here, and welcome to the final week of the Points Per Minute podcast. I'm sorry again about last week's short episode. It was a pretty rough week, but I still wanted to get something out to the listeners. This is the week we've all been working so hard towards, and I wish everyone the best of luck in their head-to-head finals and also trying to achieve their overall PB. This week I wanted to take a look at the players you'll be looking to leave in and out of your side, as well as those last-minute pods that you wanted to bring in for the final round to snatch victory. There are a few key changes in the team list this week, so I'm going to go through these first before we get into the players. Cordner and Kronk are out, Crichton is back to the bench, Takayaho is out, Tommy Turbo is out, Munster and Adokar are out, Nicol Klokstad, Bateman and Rapana are all out, Corey Norman is back, McInnes is out, Farah and Mbai are named among the reserves, Madison is back to lock, SJ is in after getting injured last minute last week, and Moylan is named among the reserves. Now, it goes without saying that money won't be an issue this week for anyone that has trades. It'll all depend on where you need your extra numbers, but with the likes of Turbo, Bateman and Munster all out, you'll have more than enough coin to get whoever you want into your side. There have been numerous players that have stepped up in the past weeks, and more importantly, if you are trading players in, then you simply need to worry about one game and one game only. Now, there's one match that should stand out for most coaches, and that's the Storm at home to Cowboys match. You've got arguably the strongest side in the comp at home to a side that tends to leak points all over the park. We're certainly experiencing deja vu here with the Storm playing the Titans just a few weeks ago, and the heavy hitters like Smith and Munster didn't exactly perform the way we all thought they would. Now, Papenhuyzen seems to be the most traded in player this week, and for good reason. Those that need to replace Turbo can easily slot Papenhuyzen into the fullback position, and he costs around 30k less than Turbo. This guy has been averaging as good as most guns in Supercoach, producing a 3-round average of 75 and 5-round average of 71. What's more impressive is that these averages include a 4-point game against the Raiders 3 weeks ago, where he took the field for just 3 minutes. Now, don't be fooled by the fact that he's producing a hell of a lot of attacking stats this season. This guy is producing hit-up points in the 30s and 40s most weeks and tackle busts in the double figures. The only reason that most coaches haven't jumped on him earlier is due to the fact that he's available in the fullback position only, and obviously there are more desirable options taking up the two fullback slots in SC, like Turbo, Teddy, and to a lesser extent RTS. This guy needs to be placed in the same echelon as the aforementioned guns, and the fact there's only one game left in the season and Papenhuyzen is up against the Cowboys and playing at home, he should be considered as a priority trade this week if you still have a trade in the bag. He's a player that's likely to score over 70 points and you'll be glad you decided to take the punt for your final game of the season. Alright, moving on to a possible 5'8 replacement for Munster, or if you're not sold on Papenhuyzen for some reason and you need a fullback, then Connor Watson is more than a suitable option. So Watson is a dual 5'8 fullback who's playing at hooker this week. Watson will bring you some peace of mind for the 5'8 position, and his base output pretty much matches Ponga's total score from last week. He's currently producing tackle numbers in the 30s and 40s, but on top of that he's adding 10 to 20 points in hit-ups. This doesn't include his regular attacking output, but let's not forget that a lot of his attacking stats were produced when he wasn't playing at hooker. Nevertheless, he's more than likely to give you 60 odd points before he adds any base attack or attacking stats. Considering he's available in the 5'8 position, where inconsistency is a regular thing, and one of the only high performers is injured, you could bring him in and not have to worry about a low score during your head-to-head final. Let's not forget that his final match is against the Panthers too, a team that's leaked over 20 points each week for the past 3 weeks, which includes an embarrassing 24-10 defeat to my Cowboys. Alright, now moving on to the forwards, and David Fifita has been absolutely killing it lately. He's not someone that'll cover your injuries from this week, but if DPP players and depth in your side allows it, you can simply slot him into your team to provide not only peace of mind, but also a player whose team has been looking to him to step up during their road to the finals. Fifita has produced one game below 50 in the past 8 weeks, but not only that, 4 of those 8 games have been 78 points or higher, including his last 2 scores of 121 and 116. Now let's put one theory to rest about Fifita. As far as base output is concerned, he's not stepping up in TPJ's absence. TPJ was absent in round 20, 23 and 24, and Fifita's base output was similar to any other round in all 3 of those weeks. In fact, back in round 20, he only scored 50 points, his second worst output in the past 8 weeks. He's simply been popping up in offense in the last 2 weeks, producing 3 tries, 62 points in tackle busts, and no, that's not a typo, and 5 line breaks. They are insane numbers, but I guess on the flip side, if we look back to round 18, Fifita played the same opponent he'll be up against this weekend, the Doggies, and he produced 59 points from 80 minutes, all in base and base attack. On average, Fifita is producing 20 points in tackles and 20 to 25 points in hit-ups, but it's his base attack that brings him up to a 50 to 55 point average in base and base attack. A very solid output, and considering his attacking form in recent weeks and opponent this weekend, is certainly worth a shot in your 17 if you're looking to bring someone in this week. This is of course if you need a forward due to, say, Crichton being benched, or if you were playing Bateman in your second row forwards, but if you are simply looking at an additional number to bring in this week, I reckon Papenhuyzen will outscore both Fifita and Watson and would be the trade of choice in my opinion. Alright, let's move on to a common topic this week, and that's the choice of whether it's worth playing Cameron Smith. Obviously, this is just a speculation topic like most Supercoach topics, but the community seems to be split on this one. My theory is quite simple. First things first, though, Brandon Smith being rested doesn't really guarantee that Smith will play the full 80. In saying that, there's a high chance he'll play at least 70 minutes. Second of all, considering players like Adokar and Munster are out, as far as key player presence goes, I can't see him being rested or even taking his foot off the pedal. I've noticed some coaches are contemplating giving Smith the captaincy, which is totally fair, considering the points that the Cows can potentially leak through the middle. But we need to keep in mind that Smith played the Cows back in round 5 and produced just 56 points from 80 minutes. On a more positive note though, Smith has been on one of his better scoring runs in recent weeks, producing 5 100 plus scores in the past 8 weeks, resulting in a 5 round average of 88, and only 2 scores below 65 in the past 10 weeks. He's been performing better than Cook in recent times, and you should feel comfortable playing 2 hookers during round 25. Alright, moving on to Angus Crichton, and his benching this week feels just as detrimental as one of your players being injured. He'll certainly be a risky choice to play this week considering his output from the bench this season hasn't been anything to gloat about. The uncertainty factor is really annoying too. While playing from the bench, his minutes have varied and it's not like we have a concrete history to go by when looking at his bench output. Additionally, the only time he's played against the Bunnies while at the Roosters was back in round 1, where he played just 19 minutes for 12 points. Unfortunately, he'll be one of those players you won't want to be forced to play due to injuries, and honestly, if you're an owner of Crichton, but also an owner of Munster, Turbo, Bateman, or any combination of the four, you may even consider Crichton as one of the players you trade out if you're finding yourself short in the second row forward position. This would be a worst case scenario option though, but I guess what I'm saying here is we need to add him to the list of potential trade outs because he may contribute to a more reasonable or beneficial trade for your 17 man scoring side this week, and this certainly isn't the week to be making jerk decisions or limiting yourself when it comes to getting the best scoring output. Onto a guy that I actually really like as a one round pod and potentially a pod captain choice, and that's Gareth Widdop, the goal kicker for the team playing the Titans this week. The Dragons played the Titans just 4 weeks ago where Widdop scored 104. He hasn't exactly been that impressive to be honest, with scores ranging from 6 to 104 and averaging 50 over the past 5 rounds. But again, he's certainly a fullback or 5/8 you can slot in and play with confidence, in my opinion of course. Back in round 21, he was a try-assisting machine against the Titans, and I can see Widdop being the sort of player that won't want to go out on an embarrassing note, if you know what I mean. The last 2 weeks, the Dragons have had 76 points put on them. They played an epic team in the Chooks and a strong Tigers outfit last week. This week, they'll play the bottom of the barrel in the Titans, and I can see Widdop lifting the Dragons to motivate them to put on a masterclass. All speculation, of course, but I guess for some coaches, the fact that he played the Titans 4 weeks ago and scored a ton is good enough reason for them anyway. Alright, let's talk about the decision to play Ponga this week. He's up against the Panthers, and I mentioned earlier the Panthers are a team that are leaking over 20 points per game in recent weeks, but does that actually mean anything considering the Knights put 38 points on the Titans last week and Ponga scored just 54? He's been a total pain in the ass lately, and I need to give a shout out to the bloke who announced he was resting Ponga against the Titans last week. That's pretty solid, and you certainly have balls of steel, my friend. Okay, back to this week's matchup. The thing that concerns me is the fact that not only has Ponga lost the goal kicking duties, but he also played the Panthers back in round 2 where he scored 62 points. of which 12 of those were from goal kicking. Obviously, there are some other smaller factors to be considered, but in general, it certainly makes me a little nervous. What's interesting about this week's matchup is that it's the first match of the season where the Knights have nothing to play for. They can't make the finals, considering the winner of the Sharks v Tigers match will be the team finishing 8th in the comp. I'm wondering if Ponga will like the idea of maybe having a bit of free rein and having some fun out there. He seems to like structure while playing in the halves, but while playing at fullback, he seems to be a little restricted. I'm going to back Ponga to score 70 or more against the Panthers, and Joel has picked him up as captain choice in our captain game later in the podcast. Speaking of which, here's Joel's strength of draw write-up this week. Welcome to the final write-up piece from myself in 2019. Apologies for the absence last week, but let's jump right into it. This week is the final chance to claw your way into the top 1,000 or take out those cash comps and especially those bragging right comps for those that play with their work colleagues and mates. Looking at the round ahead, the interesting mentions are players rested, which I'm sure Cowboy has addressed. So pushing past that, a worthy mention is Jerome Hughes. For those that own Hughes, you could potentially capitalise on what could be a stellar score against the Cowboys side. Just noting though, the Cowboys of the past three rounds have been defending well against opposing halves, and Hughes is not an out-and-out 5'8". Another side note too, careful as the Cowboys have had an 8-day turnaround and the Storm have had only 6. Just something to be mindful of for those Smith captainers as well. I also think that it is the perfect time to use your vice-captaincy on Latrell. Latrell running at the Rabbitohs centres excites me more than Tedesco. There's not much difference in the Rabbitohs' ability to defend centres and fullbacks, but just got the gut feeling Latrell is going to ruin the Rabbitohs' outside backs, worse than Tony Abbott destroyed his own reputation. My next point of attention is turned to the Warriors game. Now, not a lot of people own any Raiders that will be currently playing this week, but the Warriors have proven lately they can't defend opposing centres and wings, and I see this week being no different. Croker could very well be a good sneaky pod for those left with trades. Unfortunately for the Warriors, they seem to be leaking more points on their outside flanks than you can shake a stick at, and we all know Croker doesn't pass. Turning to the Titans vs Dragons, if you own Saylor, I don't see why you wouldn't want to give him a run in your team, as the Titans are turning into the Washington Wizards of the NRL, and Widdup does love a cutout pass. West vs Tigers, and I'm going to be all eyes on Marshall. I expect him to go back a decade and put the Sharks out of their misery with a class act and turning the big guys in the middle around and tiring them out. Both teams with a 7-day turnaround, and I expect Johnson to come out firing, but will pale in comparison to Master Marshall and the rest of the team to jump on Marshall's back and go along for the ride. The last game of the round is going to make or break for a lot of people's teams, as Cleary goes up against the down Knights, but Ponga is also running against a young Panthers side, so I expect both here to see substantial points, especially the back rowers of both teams. This week's VC options for me are Latrell or Money Mao, with the captaincy going straight on Haas, or for those that want to dance with the devil, Cameron Smith versus the Cowboys. Why is it risky? Well, he hasn't been substantially rested since round 20, which was 12 minutes. The Storm have minor premiership tied up, they are versing the Cowboys, and simply, he's old. Anyway, that's enough from me. Good luck, coaches, to those in your grand finals, and look out to those between me and the top 1,000 rank. A huge shout out to the man Cowboy for all you've done this year, mate. It's been a pleasure. Joel, thanks so much for these epic write-ups this year, mate. I want to say thanks to Joel for contributing once again to the Points Per Minute podcast. I always look forward to you submitting your write-ups each week, and they've been a very valuable contribution to the podcast. I have to admit it's difficult for me to keep a straight face sometimes with your puns and similes, and I'm sure the listeners enjoy it too. Cheers for everything, mate. Alright, onto the captain game, and I've snatched victory with my Ponga beating Joel's Moses last week. Both doing poorly, but Ponga not as bad as Moses. Joel won in the final last season, so that's one season apiece. Looking forward to having a fresh battle next season, and hopefully it'll come down to the wire once again. This week, Joel is going to go with Ponga against the Panthers, and I'll go with Tuivasa-Sheck against the Raiders. My tips for this week are the Chooks, Eels, Storm, Raiders, Broncos, Dragons, Titans, Panthers. As always, thanks so much for listening to the Points Per Minute podcast. I really appreciate all the support and feedback from the listeners this season. Good luck with your trades and captain choices, and I'll see you all next season. Cheers.